All right, before we get started, I'm going to ask you some questions. Just a little checklist I go over with all my new clients to get a sense of where you're at. That way, I can build a workout regimen designed specifically for you and help you reach your goals. So, let's see. How much exercise do you currently get? Desk job, so not a ton. Next. What's your diet like? Could be better. That's pretty vague, dude. Come on. I can't really help you if you're not honest with me. This is a judgment-free zone. At least tell me what your protein intake is. You seriously don't know. Do you not track your macros? Bro. No, you're fine. It's been a while since I've trained a complete noob, so I forget that we have to take things back to basics. Well, starting now, I want you to keep track of what you eat. You don't need to go straight to downing a bunch of bland chicken breast, rice, and broccoli. But for a guy your size, I'd say try to aim for at least 100 grams of protein a day. Relax. It may sound like a lot, but I promise it's easier to hit than you realize. Just buy a bunch of eggs, some protein powder, and lean ground beef. Or turkey, if that's your preference. And make sure you're getting plenty of healthy carbs and at least a couple servings of fruits and veggies each day. Easy peasy! Lastly, any health concerns I should know about that might prevent you from exercising? Gotta make sure I'm covering my ass here in case you end up having a heart attack and try to sue me. Okay, now that all that boring shit is out of the way, we can really get down to business. Yeah, I'm sure you want to go straight to pumping iron, but first things first, gotta warm up. Okay, 5 minutes on the treadmill. Chop chop! You can loosen up a bit. You don't need to be so rigid. Yeah, there you go. Come on, 1 more minute. Really push yourself. Pick up the pace. You didn't think I was gonna go easy on you just because this is our first session, did you? We need to get that heart rate up, get your blood pumping. And you're done. Good job, man. Get some water and take a minute to catch your breath. Next, we're going to do a few stretches. Don't want to go tearing anything after all. Follow my lead, okay? We'll start with some arm circles. Forward. And backward. Now some lunges. Make sure you're really feeling it in your quads and your glutes. The front of your thighs and your ass, dork. Don't worry, I'll teach you the lingo as we go. Okay, let's finish up with some jumping jacks, okay? One, two, three, four, five. What are you doing? Yeah, no. I totally saw that. Don't deny it. You were checking out my chest just now, weren't you? Watching my boobs bounce. Sure, dude. You were just watching my form. You really expect me to buy that? Your face is completely flush. You may be a bit out of shape, but But I know you wouldn't be that red from a few light exercises. Fess up! Listen, I'm a woman who's been dedicating a majority of her time to the gym for nearly 8 years now. I'm no stranger to guys leering at me. To be fair, pretty much everyone is checking out everyone else here, anyway. Kinda comes with the territory. And it's not even always in a sexual manner, either. Sometimes you might want to take note of other people's techniques or admire a hard-earned physique. This doesn't happen overnight, you know. It takes a lot of dedication. How about this? I'll let you cop a feel of my muscle, just so you can get all the ogling out of your system. Deal? Then we can really focus on the training. Alright, go on, grab my bicep. Yeah, see? Rock solid, huh? I do get a lot of compliments on my arms. And I would damn well hope so with how much I've worked on them over the years. Okay, that's enough. We should really... You want to feel my abs, too? I am not showing them off. This is just regular gym attire, dude. A sports bra and some compression shorts. So what if my midriff is showing? Oh my god. Fine. Whatever. If it will make you get your ass in the gear, then you can touch them. Hurry up and get it over with before I change my mind. Uh-huh. So cool. It's not even that big of a deal. Seriously. Everyone has them, you know. Even you, dweebus. No amount of crunches are gonna make them pop, though. Abs are made in the kitchen. Remember that. That's also why I made such a big deal about your nutrition and— Hey! Where do you think you're touching? Getting a little too bold there, bucko. I said you could touch, not rub and grab onto me. Ugh. Are you fucking serious? You did not just call me that. Muscle mommy? Yes, I'm very much familiar with the term. It's been like the hot new thing for the past few years. At first, I actually kind of liked it. People showing their love and appreciation for us buffer ladies. But over time, it devolved into some gooner shit about just fetishizing girls with muscles. I'm not even trying to yuck other people's yum either. Whatever floats your boat and all that jazz. But I feel like I've been objectified more than ever by pervs coming in, asking me to train them, all so they can drool over how hot I am. Sorry. Bit of a touchy subject for me. Listen, I just need to know that you're actually serious about this. That this isn't some joke to you. Because if you're here just for the eye candy, we might as well call it quits now. Hell, my schedule is already booked as it is. The only reason I was able to squeeze you in tonight is because I'm friends with the owner, so he lets me stay late. Plus, I'm doing this as a favor for Val. Friend of a friend type shit. So if you do try anything skeevy, just know I'll rat your ass out. Relax, man. I'm just busting your balls. Okay. Enough yapping. It's time to do what we came here to do. Pick up heavy shit and put it down in a repetitive manner. Yeah, doesn't sound quite as glamorous as people make it out to be, huh? Since you're a beginner, I want to start you off with a full body routine. Basically a mix of everything. Not overly repetitive, so it'll even be a bit fun for you. And I'll get to see what areas are going to need more attention. Follow me.
Okay, first up, goblet squats.
No, not goblin, goblet. Here, start with this. Yeah, it's a bit on the lighter side, but you're no Arnold, buddy. Don't be self-conscious. Even the biggest, broadest guys here started with lighter weight. Don't want to go throwing your back out on day one. Okay, get into a squatting stance. Feet just a bit further apart. Now hold the dumbbell like this. Keep your torso upright, head looking forward. Now squat down slowly, maintaining that posture. And back up slowly. Well, that wasn't entirely horrible. I've certainly seen worse. Here, let me give you a visual example. Watch my form, okay? Keep your elbows tucked in and the weight against your chest. I noticed when you did it, you were bending too much with your knees to start. Make sure you're leveraging your hips more. Pretend you're going to sit back in a chair and then keep lowering, like this. Nice and slow, controlled movement down. Try to go for a three count. Breathe in. Hold the position for a second. And then back up, slow and controlled. One, two, three. Watch again. Focus on my movement. Breathe in as you go down. One, two, three. Hold. Breathe out as you go up. One, two, three. Got it? Okay. You give it another. Are you serious, dude? Again. No. Cut the shit. Your little innocent act didn't work earlier when I caught you checking out my tits, and it sure as hell isn't gonna work now. You realize this entire wall is a giant fucking mirror, so I could see you staring at my butt the entire time. Bullshit. There's a difference between watching my form and going all hazy-eyed at my ass. Are you taking this seriously or not? Because my patience is really starting to wear thin. I'm more than ready to go pack up my shit and start my weekend. Hell, I already got your money, so it is no skin off my back if we cut things here. Okay, then act like you want to be here and get to work. Understood? Yes, what? Fuck, you did not just call me mommy. I was only looking for a simple ma'am, you weirdo. Really are one of those pervs, huh? I try not to judge a book by its cover, but honestly, I could tell as soon as you walked in. A little too pasty for your own good. You should really get out before all that porn shit fully rots your brain. Yeah, I think I'm done. I would say good meeting you, but was it bit of a shame, really? I actually thought you had some decent potential. Probably for the best you don't come back here. I'll just have to tell Val it didn't work out. What? If you have something to say, then spit it out. I'm not flustered. I'm blushing because I've had a long day. Hard day, all right? That's what happens when you actually do shit instead of just standing around talking and gawking. You're on thin ice right now. If you don't back the fuck up, I'll knock your weak little ass out. Don't test me, motherfucker. Shit, man. I'm sorry. I've been really trying to work on my anger lately, and that's not me. That's not who I want to be. It's just, this is my life. For other people, it may be a passing hobby or just a place to take a bunch of glamour shots for Instagram or whatever. But I eat, sleep, and breathe the shit. You get what I'm saying? I enjoy helping lift people up, pushing them to the best version of themselves that they can be. It gives me a sense of accomplishment and meaning in life. I know that sounds cheesy as fuck, but it's true. That's why I get so defensive when I feel like someone is just using me for their own sick, twisted little fantasy. I'm a person, you know. I'm proud of the physique I've built, and I do enjoy showing it off. But there's a time and a place. This is my work. Imagine if I came into your office and was like, "Wait, what is it you do again?" Right, accounting. Well, imagine if I come in and was just like, "Oh, look at all those buttons. What does this one do?" And then like fucked up all your spreadsheets or whatever. Okay, it's admittedly a shitty analogy, but you'll understand what I'm getting at here. Listen, it's getting late, and I need to clean and lock up. Sorry, it didn't work out. I can try referring you to some of my bros. That way you won't get all distracted. Although, who knows with you, right? See ya, dude. Fuck, 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 god damn it. Hey, wait a sec. Listen, shit, man. I don't know what it is about you, but something just makes me want to keep giving you second chances. I guess you're kind of cute in that awkward, nerdy way. Most of the guys that try hitting on me are total meathead dude bros. It's a nice change of pace. And I wasn't blowing smoke up your ass earlier when I said you have potential. If you commit to this, I could definitely sculpt you into my own little buff nerd. I mean, not my buff nerd, just like, like a project. Okay, that doesn't sound much better. You get what I'm saying, though. I have an idea. Yeah, a certain workout that's curated especially for you. Part of my super secret package that I only offer to my favorite clients. Meet me in the women's locker room in 2 minutes. Yeah, come in. Don't really need to knock when we're literally the only people still in the building. But hey, it's good to see you have common courtesy. Come here, I'm in the back. Ta-da! Aw, you're blushing. What? You're gonna be all shy now? I thought you wanted to admire my physique. So? I figured what better way to let you do that than by stripping down so you can really take in every detail. Come closer. I won't bite. Which part of me is your favorite, My arms, chest, abs, legs. How about my back or my ass? Buns of steel, right? Too hard to pick just one, eh? I get that. Maybe it'd be easier for you to choose if you felt each spot. Go right ahead. I don't mind. I really like how you squeeze me. Oh, you're pretty good with your hands. I can see that being useful. Oh, purely for exercise purposes, of course. Oh, this is all strictly business. Oh, you're making my nipples hard. Oh, grunt me a little more. Yeah, like that. Oh, now slide your hands down. Grip onto my hips. What you staring at? You like those V lines, huh? Really draws the eye, don't they? Leading right down to my tight little pussy. How about my landing strip? Oh, I think it's the perfect little accent with the rest of me being bare. What do you think? Oh, you don't even have to answer that because I can see just how much you like it. Yeah, there's no hiding that bulge. Oh, stop. Don't be embarrassed. It's only natural when you're getting a chance to admire a body chiseled from marble. Go on. Get that dick out. Oh, whoa. Nice cock, bro. I'm sorry. Couldn't help but take advantage of the opportunity. But seriously, though, you do have a really nice cock. So fucking fat in that head. Do you mind if I? Oh, wow. It's really heavy in my hand and so warm. The rest of your body might be on the softer side, but this dick, rock fucking solid. Oh, I like how when I squeeze it, the head swells up extra nice and plump and full. pretty good with my hands, huh? I guess they have more uses than just lifting weights. How about you return the favor? Go on, touch me too. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, rubbing each other like this. Do you feel how wet I am? Oh, you know, if I'm being totally honest, another reason I've always enjoyed working out so much is because it kinda makes me horny. Like, really horny. I don't know what it is. All the movement, friction, sweat. Oh, it really gets my blood pumping in more ways than one. Oh, fuck. Oh, I feel how swollen my clit is. Oh. I have an idea. Scoot closer to me. Yeah, come here. Slide between my lips. Now, work your hips with me, okay? Watch my pace. Shit. That's so fucking hot. Oh my God. It's like my pussy is stroking your cock. Back and forth. Back and forth. Juices are making your shaft so shiny and slick. Oh, really lubing you up. Fuck. Oh, I can feel you throbbing like crazy. Seems like you're ready for the main event. Here, let me lift my leg a bit. Get us lined up just right. Let me guide you in. That's a good stretch. Hey, you feel that? Oh. My heart, velvety walls squeezing the fuck out of your dick. I'll tell you'll be able to last long in there. Consider this an endurance test. Now get to work. God damn. Oh no, a scrawny dork like you would be so good with his dick. You're just so full of surprises, huh? Oh fuck. Muscle mommy, if you want. Yeah, I know. I made such a big deal out of it earlier, but even I have to admit it's pretty hot in the moment. Oh, shit, that's on. Say it again. Fuck. Yeah, grab onto my ass. Oh, you like that? My cheeks flexing and clenching while I hump against you. You're so toned and firm. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I gotta say, this is one particular exercise where you have perfect form, no notes. God, oh, you're fucking stirring me up inside. Grab my tits, squeeze me. Kiss, kiss me. I don't normally sleep with my clients, but I'm glad I made an exception for you. For the record, if you tell anyone about this, I will crush your head between my thighs. Not in the fun, sexy kind of way. In the, oh God, please have mercy, I can't breathe kind of way. Although, knowing what a perv you are, you'd probably like that just as much, huh? All right. I really should clean up and get things together before it gets any later. But, what you think? You down to make this a regular thing? Training, I mean. You gotta put in the proper work, and then maybe this could be your reward for doing a good job. Pretty enticing motivation, if you ask me. Awesome. Sounds like a plan. So, I'll see you in a few days then. Make sure you rest up and drink plenty of water in the meantime. Because I'm totally whooping your ass next time we hit the weight.